USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Saudis have said a whole bunch of crap that's not right, accurate, or true. We know that, and we need to have some shared principles about what we're trying to get done if we ally with them.
Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on CNN's State of the Union, he says the Saudi Arabian government needs to detail what in the world happened in relation to the murder of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi.
Saudi's got a lot of explaining to do. I think everything should be on the table.
Khashoggi last seen on security video walking into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Where his body is remains a mystery.
The cover stories from the Saudis are a mess. You don't bring a bone saw to an accidental fist fight.
Lots of lottery money on the line this week. Tuesday night, the Mega Millions, $1.6 billion. The Powerball at $620 million Wednesday night after not one ticket hits in months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now, we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply, and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Ahead of the midterm election, President Trump busy going state to state, campaigning for Republicans at Make America Great Again rallies. Trump in Nevada, and so is former Vice President Joe Biden. The two going at each other. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe. Because he ran at least twice, I think three times, they say twice, I think he ran three times, and he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
I mean, shredded by a president who's all about himself, it's all about Donald, it's not about anything else. We're not organized based on tribe, we're not organized based on religion, we're organized based on ideas. America's an idea, that's who we are, that's what makes us different than every other country in the world. And it's based on certain basic ideals.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In Georgia, a police officer shot and killed in Gwinnett County. Antoine Tony, 30 years old, just a few days shy of his three-year anniversary of joining the force. The officer responding to a 911 call about people smoking marijuana in a car parked in a school lot. When he approaches, one of the men opens fire, killing him. The 18-year-old driver of the car under arrest, the shooter, 19 years old, still on the run.
Shots were fired from inside the vehicle, striking Officer Tony. One of the officers on the scene pulled Officer Tony to cover. Officer Tony was transported to Gwinnett Medical Center, where he ultimately expired.
Changing gears now to politics, President Trump going state to state ahead of the midterm election, holding Make America Great Again rallies. Former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden also campaigning. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
At the Republican rally in Elko, Nevada, the president took a swing at Biden.
Sleepy Joe Biden. We call him 1% Joe. Because he ran at least twice, I think three times, they say twice, I think he ran three times, and he never had more than 1%.
Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Las Vegas to fire up Democrats when he said President Trump is attacking American values.
I mean, shredded by a president who's all about himself, it's all about Donald, it's not about anything else. We're organized based on ideas, America's an idea, that's who we are, that's what makes us different than every other country in the world.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.